I was a sophomore at Caltech, and I was walking across campus from one building to the other, and they had these loudspeakers making this funny sound. And I realized that that was a watershed in human history.
It never occurred to us to do planetary geology. In other words, neither one of us was one of these people that was aiming all their life to work on this kind of stuff. We just sort of slid into it.
We came here in October 1966. In my outfit, we were all terrestrial geologists. When the actual astronauts were coming out here, wandering around, describing things, somebody was nearby, one of us geologists, and you would sort of evaluate how they were doing things. Were they doing things well or not well? And if they were not describing very well, we would try and tell them, okay, why don't you try describing this way? And that improved things quite a bit. It was sort of practical training.
At the time where Ivo was heavily involved in astronaut training, I was busy making lunar maps, drawing circles. The base maps were not photographs. They were these airbrush maps that made things look much prettier, but they weren't always exactly the same as the photographs, so you had to kind of guesstimate where it was, and you did a lot of line drawing, and since there are a lot of craters on the moon, you did a lot of circle drawing. In the beginning, I didn't like working on lunar stuff because it was craters and craters and craters, and to me, they weren't all that interesting, right? But once you dig into a subject, it becomes interesting.
And that's why Flagstaff was such a good place, because you would go and look what features does a volcanic crater have in detail? What features does an impact crater have in detail? And that gave us the means of providing the astronauts with some criteria, things to look for on the moon to decide which is it, one or the other. So that was another program that we had here called Analog Studies.
The astronauts had to know what they were up against. They carried maps with them, which were the traverse maps. They told them exactly where to go, here and there and everywhere. But in order to interpret what they see, they had to have some kind of a background. And the background is where the geology comes in.
When the word came that they had landed, it was a remarkable moment for two reasons, at least. One was that we realized we were witnessing a unique moment in human history, you know, when humans finally managed to go to another planet. But then also because they were down there, they had landed, and chances were very good that they would actually get out there and do some field work. And so we kind of felt all of this work is finally going to pay off. With regard to Apollo, the Apollo program, that was my significant moment.